Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, this is Master Mark Sarianis from Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. I'm your host, Fort Thon, and the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. Welcome to the program. Today we're bringing you our review of South Korea's independent film, The Night of the Assassin. Today's program, like always, is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online, where the games start. Bet Online is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for your baseball, boxing, golf, and more. Bet Online continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting for your favorite casino games and card games available to play right from your phone. Head over to the website, that's www.betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAVE, that's our host podcast network, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome deposit. And if you haven't done that yet, you are long overdue, so all you got to do is sign up, put in your money, and they will give you a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's Bet Online, where the games start. So today we're talking about a very cool movie that we had the chance to screen, coming to you from Welgo USA Entertainment. It is an independent film, a Korean martial arts film, a film that is really awash in blood, in fighting, in swordplay, and really, really good. I mentioned that it reminded me, in our written review, which was posted yesterday, that it reminded me of a film called The Swordsman, which is another terrific South Korean film. That film was from 2020. It was a much more high-budget film and really one of the best films I've seen in years. This film reminded me a lot of it, although it's a smaller film in a lot of ways, clearly a low-budget film. But very ambitious, had a lot of really interesting moments in it. I really liked the... It has a unique look, a unique tone, a unique feel. And first-time writer-director Kwak Jung-duk, this is his passion project. It is a worthy film to see, and I think you really like it. It's a simple plot, martial arts plot. That's the one I'm saying. It's similar to The Swordsman because about a famous assassin, a swordsman, who is ill, decides to retreat and live a simple life. And right, so we're foreshadowed in pretty much every martial arts film is either about revenge or about something of this nature when the circumstances force him to come out of his forced retirement and face a deadly group of gangs. It takes place during the Joseon Dynasty. It's visually interesting. Shin Hyun Jun as the assassin is really, really good. The supporting cast in this is great. I don't know too many of them. It was just released. It did it early, as many of these films do, an early release on Hiya. And then now, as of August 8th, it's on Blu-ray, digital, and DVD. Now, a word from our sponsor. Okay, we're back. And I suggest you check this one out if you can. We had done a giveaway on this, and we gave away 4 copies of it. I think those folks are really lucky. At the time I did that, I hadn't had the chance to preview it. It is, of course, in Korean with English subtitles, which is the best way to see it. A lot of good martial arts fight choreography. Digital blood, which I'm not thrilled with, but I know that is where a lot of the folks are going. It makes it easier and it's safer, especially with some of the stuff that they're doing today. Pretty simple settings, things of that nature. Not a lot of dialogue. You know, you have an assassin. He's a pretty somber, quiet fellow living a secret life. But there's some really good stuff here. One of the things I really did admire about this film, and I tried to express this in my written in review, is that the film has a lot of humor. However, that humor is not... I love Jackie Chan, but I'm not crazy sometimes about the slapstick, Chaplin-like humor that gets infused in martial arts films. This is not that. This is well-tempered human humor. And I think that that well-tempered humor is to offset the violence and the somber nature of some of the things that happen in this film. So Wellgo USA has done it again. They have great releases. They're distributing great films. And we applaud them, and we're happy to review their films when they come out, and especially the ones coming out of South Korea. We're very rarely disappointed. South Korea has become the new Hollywood, as far as I'm concerned. Really, really leading the way towards fine filmmaking, especially in the martial arts genre. So that being said, we'd love to hear what your opinion of it is. Check out our written review at taekwondolifemagazine.com. This is the Night of the Assassin, formerly known as The Assassin when it was released in Korea. This episode has been brought to you by Bet Online, and I look forward to seeing you on the mat.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.